This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. Is there a Lena available?
Who?
I talked to her last week and sent her some data. L-E-N-A, Lena at bankofcardiff.com.
Did you spoke with her last week?
I spoke with her last week. I sent her some data. Unfortunately, part of that data is 150 pages of a tax report, so...
Oh, she doesn't need all 100. Yeah, definitely. What's a good number I can have her call you back at?
If you want to try and handle it, I'll give you the details. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure with the tax return information, we just need the first few pages, and then what kind of tax return is it? Is it a C corp? Is it a S prop?
I think it's a C corp.
Okay, so you guys have a K-1.
I don't know what K-1.
That's okay. So what you would want to do is just send over like the first 5 pages, and then after that, the page.
Unfortunately, we had the accountant send her 150 pages.
Oh,
she
God.
She didn't say that. She said, send me the tax report. At the time, I thought the tax report couldn't be more than a dozen pages.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a complex because it's two different companies.
Sure.
I understand. In two different forms.
Okay, I tell you what. Let me have her call you. What's a good number to call you back?
And I thought, you know, usually these places they want the whole tax report.
Yeah. No, but, we don't need the whole tax report.
Anyhow, she has the income.
Okay.
And she has 6 months of bank statements.
Perfect. She should be getting you an
answer
shortly.
And 1 year of business taxes for both the construction company and for the consulting. Consulting income is kept separate as a separate company.
Perfect.
She's got both.
Do you have a number that I can have?
Yeah. This is Houston. I'm at 760-782-7117. What's your name, please?
Jeremiah.
Okay, Jeremiah, I'd really appreciate it if Lena doesn't have time to look at it or if she's busy or can't call me back, that you would at least call me and confirm that you have the information and
I would
be calling with.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be receiving this information, so I will have Lena call you back. You said this is Houston, right?
Yeah, 760-782-7117.
Perfect.
I understood that she was just going to take the 6 months income divided by six and compare it to use the taxes for confirm, and that she could do a quick calculation. What we're trying to do is replace the existing loan for $130,000, I believe. It may be two loans consisting of $130,000, but the point is it was 16.9%.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do, two things we want to accomplish is we want to get it on a monthly basis. The problem with a daily basis, he didn't realize what he was doing when he signed the daily basis. But what it amounts to is if a client sends a check a couple of days late, or if one bank holds the check for a couple of days, this daily payment thing just kills you. It just destroys your banking. And so I guess there was enough cash to keep it going for 6 months, but last month it just started destroying their banking because two or three clients' checks were held, and we developed a nightmare with the banks. So the question is, can we get on a monthly basis, and is there some way that she can't get that interest rate down? We have a good payment record. The only thing that's confused us is that the money was there, but the last months the money didn't leave the banks.
Sure, sure.
And we need a monthly payment, and the reason we want her help is to get a reduced interest rate.
Okay, well, I will have her.
Don't these business loans get as low as 12% sometimes? If you qualify to have the income to cover it.
Yeah. You know, Lena would know more about this than myself. So I'm going to have her, I'm going to call her right now and give her the message and have her call you back.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sounds good. All right, you're welcome.
I hope